أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريدون أن يخرجوا من النار وما هم بخارجين منها ولهم عذاب مقيم. We are reading those ayat with regard to the day of Qiyamah. And before this we read where the people of Jahannam, those who died in the state of Kufr, Allah Ta'ala will offer the person who will have the least of punishment, that if you had the whole world, would you give it in ransom that you can get free from the fire of Jahannam? And he will say, definitely he will do so. Allah Ta'ala will say, I did not ask you for so much. I asked you for very little, that you must not associate any partner with me. That you should just have accepted La ilaha illallah. That is all what I wanted from you. And after that, of course, then there will be eternal punishment, which Allah Ta'ala explains in this ayat now. When the people of Jahannam will be in Jahannam, that is those who die on kufr. Yuriduna an yakhruju minan nar. Chahenge ke nikal jave aag se. They will wish very much that they must go out of the fire of Jahannam, the prison of Jahannam, in which all types of azab and punishment will be. They will desire to go out from there. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا اور وہ اسے نکلنے والے نہیں. And in any way, they will not be able to come out of the fire of Jahannam. They will remain in that punishment in all ways, all the various types of punishment, and that will be forever and ever. So from here, the ulama have deduced from this ayat that the kuffar, they who died on kufr, will remain in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. From there it is understood that there will be a group, and it will be also perhaps a big group of the believers, but because they were sinful, they committed sins, they did not make tawbah, and they died in that state of sin, they will be also going in the fire of Jahannam. Then there will be various people who will intercede for them. On the day of Qiyamah also, there will be various people who will intercede. Of course, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's intercession will also be there. The Huffaz will intercede. The ulama will intercede, etc. But those that finally that will go to Jahannam, and for how long they will stay, and they will be cleansed, the fire of Jahannam, it will be a cleansing process to cleanse them of all their sins, what they had committed. After that is finished, then there will be people that will go and intercede for them in Jahannam also, and then they will be taken out. Finally, when there will be so those people who have that little bit of iman, which nobody could recognize, not even the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, only Allah Ta'ala knew of that very, very weak little iman, then they will be also taken out. Finally, when there will be nobody with any iman, then mort, death will be brought in the form of a sheep, and it will be slaughtered, and then it will be that whoever is in Jannat will remain in Jannat forever and ever, and the ni'mat of Jannat will increase and be better all the time. On the other hand, may Allah protect us all our people, everyone, that those who will be in Jahannam will now remain forever and ever in Jahannam, and that punishment will increase also all the time. So therefore we have to realize, Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, that this great wealth of iman is a great, 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 the greatest treasure that a person can have. If a person can have the whole world with all the ni'mats of the world, but he hasn't got iman, he has got absolutely nothing really. And on the other hand, a person can have nothing of this world. He can be in all the difficulties. May Allah protect us. We ask for afiyat and salamati. But he has got iman, that person has got everything. So these people without any iman who die in that condition, and we don't know when maut will come, and at the time of maut also, of course, shaitan makes his last and final and great effort to rob a person from his iman. So we have to be very, very conscious of this iman of ours all the time. May Allah keep us, our families, our progeny, those who have passed away all. May Allah keep us all with that strong iman that we don't even have to go to Jahannam and we are not anywhere near the azab and the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah have mercy upon us all and protect our iman, which is the greatest and most valuable asset that we have got. Subhanallah.